listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right, guys. I'm RJ, and it is the first Friday of this show, and Fridays are going to be an extravaganza of action. And remember, if you bet, you can't afford not to listen. And even if you're just an average fan, you're going to learn things the others are missing. That's our promise to you. Today, we're going to talk about the biggest NFL games, the biggest college football games of the weekend. At the bottom of the hour, we have an exclusive. Colin Cowherd does his Blazing Five. You've all heard of that. Now he's making pick number six. His sixth pick of the week in the NFL, exclusive on Straight Outta Vegas, bottom of the hour. And then before the hour's up, best bets from Steve Fezzik, who joins me here in Vegas, Brad Powers, who joins me, myself, RJ's giving you a pick, and the fans champion back at the Fox Studios, Jonas Knox.
That's right, RJ, and we come to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And as we do every single day here on Straight Outta Vegas, we start off every show with the Vegas perspective on the biggest sports story of the day. And that sports story is Thursday Night Football, the Browns beating the Jets 21-17, the first Browns win since Christmas Eve 2016, and Baker Mayfield was a star.
Now listen, I've been in Vegas 20 years, and you have some winners, you have some losers, and then occasionally you just get it exactly right. And I could tell you about it. Instead, we're going to play the sound. We had best bets. I had a best bet on Cleveland, winner. Fezzik, winner. But that wasn't enough. Hear the way we predicted this game.
Every week this year, RJ and I...
So the theory is Mayfield has got the same limitations as a rookie. If he were starting, I think this would be a horrible game to start Mayfield. But if a rookie's coming in because they're down so much, I think whatever their game plan was, they're going to try to do something different anyway. And you often see a quarterback the other team didn't prepare for come in and look mighty good in a relief role. So I think a guy like Mayfield's much more effective right now in relief than he would be as a starter. Faz, what do you think?
RJ, I'm promoting you to senior NFL analyst. Spot on.
Now, Jonas, you've never really seen how the sausage is made like this. You've been on the periphery in your life trying to get into the wise guy circle.
Yeah.
How was it to see it live?
It's impressive. It's like seeing the first time you see a magician and he does a trick and you can't figure out, like when Copperfield used to make you touch the screen and you would see exactly what was going to come up on the screen. That's what I got to be a witness to. I'm looking more to more of it. I want to see more of this stuff.
Now, listen, I don't want to blame producer Lauren, who does an amazing job. I don't think he quite captured the premonition that I had there. It was decent the way the cut sounded. But I think it was even better. And here's the way we'll close it, because we cashed that bet. We got to keep cashing them. Last thought on this.
Do you know how some people get premonitions? I'm one of them.
I do, Fez. Let's break down this game. What did you see? We know Mayfield came in. We know he energized the Browns. What else did you see in this game?
You know, I'm taking a little contrarian approach to this. The Baker mania, I think, is going to sweep the nation. I actually think the Browns are going to become overrated, RJ. +3 in turnovers. Mayfield played great.
So let's be clear. +3 in turnovers. In the NFL, whoever wins the turnover battle, just even a +1 covers the spread 77% of the time. If you're +3, you're covering almost 90% of the time. The fact it took, you know, some late heroics probably means the Browns aren't quite as good as they seem, and they don't seem all that good.
Correct. And now that they're +9 in turnovers for the year, this is a team, believe it or not, I'm going to be looking to fade going forward.
All right, so the question is, does Mayfield start the next game or Taylor? Jonas, from the fans' perspective, if you're a Browns fan, who are you rooting to be the starting quarterback?
Oh, Baker Mayfield. It's a different energy, different vibe. The team felt it. There was a different buzz in the stadium. And the offense looked better with Baker Mayfield. It looked like Todd Haley almost had a separate set of plays that he could call for Baker Mayfield that he couldn't utilize with Tyrod Taylor. I think it's going to be Baker's team.
I noticed, Fez, that it seems like Taylor isn't the same quarterback. I mean, last year he was very competent for the Bills, but the key was he did not turn the ball over. He ran a lot. It was almost like a guy that was going to, you know, you don't think he's going to have a 10-year NFL career because it's hard to run in the NFL at quarterback. But for the given game, he was very effective. Bills made the playoffs. What do you see different in this Browns offense for Taylor?
What I saw was Taylor was under duress, and then he would tuck it and run, whereas Mayfield...
Are we talking about this year?
This year.
Okay.
And but Mayfield, when he was under duress, he would get away from the defenders but still be looking down the field. That was the difference between the quarterbacking last night.
Okay, but my question is, what looks different with Taylor today than or this year than last year with the Bills?
He was really inaccurate on his passes. I don't know if he was injured, banged up coming in, but he was not able to hit his receivers.
And you're talking about yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Last thought. From the wise guy perspective, Fezzik, if you were the Browns GM, who starts the next game?
Oh, I think it's got to be Mayfield. Mayfield, probably the better quarterback right now, and the
but
fans.
But you didn't think that yesterday.
I did not.
You said if Mayfield started yesterday, you would downgrade the Browns a point and a half.
Correct.
So is it so much Taylor playing so badly yesterday, and all of a sudden now you're reevaluating on a half of football? Doesn't sound right to me. Or Mayfield's half of football has convinced you. Neither sounds really good. It sounds like you should hold on to your position of yesterday.
I don't want my position of yesterday.
So what you're pretty much saying is you were wrong yesterday.
I was wrong. Mayfield's the better quarterback.
Guys, now it's time for the Vegas lead, and we start with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Philadelphia Eagles will be hosting the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. The Eagles, a 7-point favorite at home against Indy. Carson Wentz, first game back since December 10th after tearing up his knee last year against the Rams.
And let me ask you, Jonas, again, as a media observer too, do you feel like maybe the Eagles are rushing a week early to get Wentz back off the 1-1 start?
Yeah, it feels like it.
I mean, do you think they, if they were 2-0, do you think they'd be starting Wentz?
I don't think so. That's why I think that first game against Atlanta was so important because it gave them an opportunity to not start. We know about the, you know, you start off a season 0-2, less than 11% of teams in the last decade go on to make the postseason. I think they kind of rolled with the hot hand, so they thought, meaning the winning hand in Nick Foles after week one last week, and I think now maybe a little bit of panic for Philadelphia.
Fez, do you agree? Does it feel a little early?
Absolutely.
So how do you handicap that reality?
Well, normally I would upgrade the Eagles 4 points if you could bring in a healthy Wentz.
Over Foles. And remember, Foles has gone up and down like a roller coaster. We initially thought 4-point downgrade when Wentz got hurt last year. Then he played horribly for a couple games, went up to 6, and then he had one of the 5 or 6 best Super Bowls ever. For a quarterback, that's true. I think that's hard to debate. One of the five or six best Super Bowls ever from Nick Foles. Almost hard to believe. But how would you characterize his play in the first two games?
And in preseason, he was terrible in preseason. The first two games, he was an above-average replacement quarterback. Nothing more.
I'm not even sure what an above-average replacement means. Where did he rank 1 to 32 in the NFL?
Like 25.
Okay. So I think we're all agreeing this is some kind of rushback. Maybe it's just a week, but still. So what do you do with this game?
So what I did is I upgraded the Eagles 2.5 points instead of 4. Concerns about Wentz.
So you still think that even with a rushback Wentz, that's our theory, you still like Wentz in there more than Foles?
Very much so.
I'll give a bonus pick here. And guys, we've talked about this all week. We have a green button here in Vegas, and it makes the following sound. Anyone at the table, Brad Powers, he has all the college knowledge. Fezzik, the 2-time Super Contest champion. You think I'd be scared if he went for the green button? I'm not. And any like, anytime any of us gives a pick, it can be a best bet, it can be, I like this game, anyone else at the table can grab the button, press it, and it's an automatic $100 bet. We settle up once a week. We're going to be showing on video the money exchanging hands. So, Fez, when I give this pick, feel welcome to grab the buzzer. I doubt you will. I like under in this game. I think with Philadelphia, you've got a situation with Wentz. Not only might he be limited physically, I think more importantly, they're going to be limited in the aggressiveness of the play calling. I think they're going to tell him, if you don't see it, throw it away. Don't run. And because of that, and if a team gets a lead, I think they're going to sit on it. On the flip side, Luck, hey, looked good on the scoreboard last week based on advanced metrics, only the 27th best quarterback. Two big names, Luck, Wentz. Both of them, I think, physically limited. I think especially with the Eagles, you're going to see a conservative game plan under 47.5 total points. What do you think?
Love it, especially because Frank Reich, the new head coach for Indianapolis, was the former Eagles offensive coordinator. If anyone can stop the Eagles, it should be him.
Guys, let's go to the Detroit Lions hosting the New England Patriots. That game is Sunday Night Football, and it is New England with a 7-point favorite going into Detroit on Sunday night.
So this is up from 6.5 as leaner like.
I'm passing this game because of the uncertainty here, RJ. I'm not sure for New England how effective their new wide receiver Josh Gordon's going to be. And I'm not sure about the home field advantage in this game. Will the Detroit Boo Birds come out if they start poorly?
So what you're saying is home field, especially when a team's 0-2, if they start losing, it could become a disadvantage.
Yes, especially after that Jet debacle week one.
And if you're betting a 7-point underdog, in theory, they're going to be down by 14 a decent amount of the time to time. And thus, you want that team to be able to come back. But if they start booing, all of a sudden, it's going to be harder to come back. We did a study, Belichick as a Patriots coach versus other Patriot assistants that are not now head coaches. So Patricia meets that criteria. 8-6 against the spread, Belichick. I would have thought better. Now, that's good. That's winning if you just played it. But you think the genius coach, Belichick, would know more about Patricia than vice versa, could take advantage of it. 8-6, pregame.com, we did that original research on it. Not quite as extreme as you would think. So, yeah, a little edge for Belichick. Not as much as you might think. Jonas, last thought on this game. It's my belief that Patricia is so intense, and these extra intense coaches, when the pressure really gets on, their team locks up because it's like, oh, he's super intense in preseason when it's 3rd and 5. Now we're 0-2 on national TV against Belichick and the Pats. I have a feeling the pressure Patricia feels this week is going to be a negative for the Lions team. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's like growing up, when you know you're going to get yelled at by your parents, it's worse. You start to clinch up because you know it's coming, and they almost feel like something negative, like he's going to explode on them. And then you're put in a spot to where you get New England after a road loss, and then we've got to welcome in WDFN, our brand new affiliate in Detroit, by picking against the Lions. Nobody wins here.
Well, listen, they want the truth from us. That's what we know for sure. And when we come back, we're going to give you the biggest college football games of the week, leading off with the most overrated team in college football.
He's RJ Bell, the voice of Las Vegas. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, creators of the Name Your Price tool. Choose from a range of coverage options and pick the price that works for you. Visit Progressive.com today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a minute, we will tell you about the most overrated team in college football.
First, though, we bring Vegas to you when you can't be here right now on the Vegas Strip. It's 99 degrees. That's right, 99 degrees. And the neon is pumping.
Guys, let's get into some college football. There's nothing like pissing off a big-time fan base who's going to take it not too well, especially on a Friday before a big road game. And we find ourselves with Notre Dame, the eighth-ranked team in the country, a 7.5-point favorite at Wake Forest on Saturday.
Brad Powers has all the college knowledge, and you made a bold statement earlier this week. Notre Dame, the most overrated team in college football. Make your case.
Yeah, first and foremost, Notre Dame. We are the official pregame.com, the official odds provider of the AP poll. We love the AP poll, but in this case, the AP poll has Notre Dame number 8. Pure power rating, I have Notre Dame number 19. So not a top 10 team, not a top 15 team, borderline top 20 team, Notre Dame.
Now, is this because, and what's the typical recipe for overreaction? That's close wins, it's turnovers, all the things that cause luck to be in your favor, and then also to win the games, because the scoreboard, the standings, is what the average fan is most affected by.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Notre Dame right now, the only team in the country, 3-0, three straight wins by a touchdown or less. And let's put it in perspective. After that hot start against Michigan, Notre Dame jumps out 14-0. Notre Dame's pretty much played their opponents even. And keep in mind, in that stretch, Notre Dame was a 5-touchdown favorite against Ball State and a 2-touchdown favorite against Vanderbilt, and yet the cumulative score has Notre Dame pretty much about even with their opponents.
In this game, Notre Dame on the road at Wake Forest favored by 6. Lean or like who?
Yeah, no doubt about it here. I like Wake Forest, especially
so you
plus
like
the 7.5.
So if I wanted to press the button, bet Notre Dame,
absolutely.
I could.
Absolutely.
Fez, you tempted?
Don't do it.
All right, Fez says no. Make your case why. Brad.
Well, I think Wake Forest, in addition to Notre Dame being overrated, Wake Forest is getting a starting quarterback back that was suspended the first three games. Now, he's not going to start, but Kendall Hinton is the name, and he's a different type of player for Wake Forest, a much better runner. So I got to think Dave Clawson, the head coach, is going to have a package installed in there. Notre Dame might not be ready for it.
Now, listen, Straight Out of Vegas is live right now on pregame.com. You go into the game center, and the screen is blinking red. We have free odds that are instant. And Brad, the money's steaming in on Notre Dame.
Wow.
Up at Pinnacle, a big, sharp online book. It's 6.5 now. And it's 6.5 at the Greek. Multiple play. It's 7 at sportsbook.ag. So right now, doesn't mean you're wrong, but the sharp money, you don't see a screen go red like this because of recreational money. It's the sharps betting as syndicates all at once, and Notre Dame money is pouring in. So Brad,
No. Wake Forest money pouring in. That number's coming down.
Wait a minute. So what are you saying the line was just a minute ago?
7.5.
You're saying it was at 7.5, and yeah. Now, because I'm seeing 6 over here, and it looks at, okay, so the one place might have went down more. Jonas, what did you give us the line at?
That was a 7.5.
Oh, my God.
Less
so,
about
oh,
5 minutes ago.
So, wait a minute. So, it was like Brad said that, and the board just started blinking?
Blue Horseshoe loves Wake Forest.
I don't think Brad caused that, but boy, he looks sharp. It is down to 6.5 right now. My mistake on that. Wow, Brad on it.
Is that normal, guys, to see a line move like that in the matter of, what, 4 or 5 minutes? Just to rapidly move 1.5 in one direction or the other?
Especially through a key number. 7 is the second most key number in football. I would say this, that takes professional money, not from a guy like Fez, and he won't talk about his exact bet amount. He's not betting more than $20,000 on a game, all right? So we can talk about how much, but even if he loves a game, it's not going to be more than that. These syndicates will bet $200,000 or $300,000 on a game because it's a group, it's a business, it's an organization. So when you see the screen go red, it's a sign that it's not even a guy like Fez, but it's a professional organization, all betting around the world all at one time. Another word for that is steam. The game is getting steamed all at once.
Straight Out of Vegas brought to you by Indeed. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions based on your job requirements, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed. We go to Texas, Austin to be exact, where number 17 TCU on the road at Texas and a 3-point favorite over the Longhorns.
Yeah, and I actually like the home underdog here, Texas plus the 3 in this case. I wonder how much TCU has left in the tank after that big high-profile game against the Buckeyes last week. And another nugget here, we all like trends when it comes to handicapping college football. Tom Herman, the head coach of Texas, as an underdog, as a head coach, 10-1 against the number. Even better if you take it back to his assistant days. Last 22 times he's been a coach, his teams are 21-1 against the spread in the underdog role.
Okay, Brad, when we did our podcast this week, I bet TCU against you. You said you like Texas. I like TCU, and I bet it. Unfortunately, I was doing so many things at once, I was willing to take 3.5.
Yeah.
We bet $200. Yes, no offer. We raise it to 300. I'll add 100 now, but the whole bet's at 3.
I'll take the 200. It's all about the number.
I mean, he is so scared. I mean, you think this guy on national radio would want to say, no, I'll take more action. Bring it on. I don't need that half point. I'll give you one more chance.
No.
That's why he's a professional, Jonas.
Guys, number one, Alabama, a 26-point favorite at home as they host number 22, Texas A&M.
Yeah, huge point spread here. Well, keep in mind, this is a top 25 program catching 26 points here. With that being said, Alabama in question mark as far as maybe possibly being the best team in this century in college football. I'm going to take Texas A&M plus the 26. Texas A&M talent level has never been the issue. They have top 15 talent. Now with Jimbo Fisher in there, Texas A&M has a top 5 coach. That's too many points to get here. Give me the Aggies plus 26 as a like.
I tell you, I don't ever lay 26, and I mean, Brad's very sharp, but I know Nick Saban, right? There's an old story about the Romans. The Romans had trouble against a guy. I guess it's an old story if it involves the Romans. He had trouble, the Romans did, with a guy named Hannibal, who was a famous general. And the country Hannibal was from caused trouble for Rome for like 200 years. Finally, they beat him, and where their capital was, they salted the earth. They actually broke every house, brought it to rubble, and salted the earth so they could never have a city there, okay? Because psychologically, they didn't want that any memory from the generations that beat them. They were going to scatter them across the earth. I don't know if you remember, Johnny Football beat Saban in a way that the whole off season they were playing the tape of that game in the weight room.
Yep.
And now you've got one of the 5 best coaches, Jimbo Fisher.
Yep.
Taking over an arch rival. I have a feeling if Alabama has a chance to make a statement and salt the earth, I think they're going to.
Guys, we keep it in the SEC. Number 2, Georgia. The Bulldogs, a 14.5-point favorite at Missouri.
Yeah, and I actually lean with the Georgia Bulldogs in this one. To me, it's all about the Missouri quarterback, Drew Locke. He's the number one quarterback as far as many NFL draft boards. I'm saying right now, Drew Locke, the quarterback, the most overrated player in college football right now, especially against elite competition. Whenever Drew Locke in his career, and he's a 4-year starter, plays a bowl team from the Power 5 conference, 22 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. So more interceptions than touchdowns. When he plays everybody else, 60 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. That's a phony quarterback going up against a great defense. Give me the Bulldogs.
So let me ask you a question. Georgia is number 2, Brad, in your power ratings, yep, behind Alabama. Odds are, though, 2 SEC teams don't make it,
yep,
into the playoffs. Does that make Georgia extra hungry for style points?
I think so. No question about it. If they have an opportunity to lay one on someone, they will. But that hasn't necessarily been their MO here recently. They've been racing
out. When you say recently, do you mean this season?
This season. They've been racing out the 35, 40-point leads in the first half and just sitting on it in the second half.
In a minute, we're going to have the world premiere of Colin Cowherd's pick number 6.
But first, here's Dan Beyer with the latest from around the world of sports.
Guys, Tiger Woods shares the lead at 7-under par after the second round of the Tour Championship. He shares that lead with Justin Rose as they head into the weekend. Day baseball on Chicago's south side. White Sox lead the Cubs 7-1 in the top of the 7th inning. Some news from college football. An investigation into the death of Maryland football player Jordan McNair shows the school was culpable in the player's passing from heat stroke. The report says trainers waited 34 minutes to remove McNair from the practice field. It took over an hour, that is, to call 911. The report adds the ambulance left the facility more than an hour and a half after McNair complained of cramping and other symptoms. Packers listed quarterback Aaron Rodgers is questionable for Sunday's game against the Redskins because of a knee injury. No Dalvin Cook for the Vikings against the Bills on Sunday. The running back's going to miss the game because of a hamstring injury. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Finally, guys, Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll said today that safety Earl Thomas is dealing with personal matters and didn't practice with the team today in addition to missing Wednesday's workout. Carroll wouldn't commit to Thomas playing Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Back to you.
Thanks, Dan. We are straight out of Vegas, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan, and he is the voice of Las Vegas, RJ Bell.
And listen, I've been lucky. About 7-8 years ago, started doing the herd, calling. Vegas guy for many years. He was in town, was very open to mentoring me on with radio stuff, with media stuff. And you know, he's been a great friend. And we asked him, listen, you do your five picks, Blazing Five, probably as famous as any picks in the world, in the NFL. But we talk during the week occasionally, and I know he always has a sixth pick he's thinking about. And we do a podcast together that's released on Saturday. You can get it on my Twitter account Saturday morning at RJ in Vegas, in which I grade the wise guys, my wise guys grade his picks. Agreement or disagreement? Last year, and this is documented by the world, 73% when my wise guys agreed with Colin's picks. Now, we probably won't do that again, but Colin's been 60%, I think, so far this year on all his picks. So I said, Colin, what about recording and letting us do on Straight Out of Vegas pick number 6? It took a little request, finagling, maybe a few dinners coming out of my pocket, but every Friday, bottom of the hour, pick number 6 from Colin Cowherd. Let's hear it this week.
Every week this year, RJ and I'm going to give a bonus pick. Now, this is a pick that I didn't include in my Blazing Five, but it was the last one that I didn't include. Broncos-Ravens is interesting. I like Baltimore. But again, this is the number. I'm getting Denver +5. Actually, Denver right now leads the NFL in big plays. A big play is considered a run over 10 or a pass over 20. That is shocking to me because I've always thought Case Keenum is pretty marginal. So I just think the number is too big. I'll take Denver +5 in my bonus pick at Baltimore. What would the wise guys say?
Well, we talked about Fezzik. His best pick of the week is the Ravens here.
Oh, God.
So big disagreement. Two big numbers here. The Broncos at home, their first 2 weeks of the season, this is an amazing stat, Colin, last 30 years. So if it's week one or two and they play at home, they're 33-3 straight up.
It's amazing. We talked about this last week. That is an amazing number.
So they're 2-0 off that, two home games. Obviously, advantages cause a fatigue early in the season at altitude when the players aren't in as good shape. Now we flip over. In September, Joe Flacco at home, 16-2 straight up, 13-5 against the spread, 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He starts out at home really well. Lastly, Ravens with Harbaugh, 9 or more days rest. He's a great preparer. Let's give him credit. 16-5 straight up.
Okay, that's something. 16-5. And what's his record against the spread?
14-7.
Okay, well, there you go. That would have been a tragic bet by me.
Luckily avoided.
Guys, from Collins pick number 6 here on Straight Out of Vegas to the Tour Championship we go, where Tiger Woods came into this weekend as a +450 to win the Tour Championship. Right now, he is tied atop the leaderboard at 7-under par.
Now, the nighttime edition of Straight Out of Vegas, by the way, Jonas, I don't know if you heard about this, we're still going to have a Saturday night Straight Out of Vegas.
I did.
11 o'clock Pacific to midnight, and Bernie Fratto, a guy, a Vegas guy,
is going to be taking the best of our weekly show, playing the sound. I don't know if you'll make it this week.
Probably not.
But if you do, you do.
Yeah.
Right? And he'll be playing this. Brad's laughing at Jonas. We'll play the sound and then give his take on it. That's 11 p. to midnight Pacific, Saturday night, all NFL. Fez, when we had the nighttime show, you were betting Cofield, who was part of the show, left and right. He always wanted Tiger to win the majors. You said no, no, no. You were giving him better than market price odds. And every time he came in with a frown on his face, paying you. I mean, it was dollar bills and fives that looked like they were like 20 years old. Like maybe he got them for communion or something, his first communion. But you took it. You didn't have any problems taking it.
Yeah, so I made a mistake giving him great odds. I gave him 50-1 on Tiger to win the British, 30-1 to win the PGA, and he was competitive and was ahead in both of those tournaments on the final day, but ultimately he didn't quite make it. But Tiger playing much better than I expected.
And here's an amazing stat, and I put this out on Twitter, and people were like, oh my, it was one of those 1,000 retweet deals. If you look at the last two majors, so it was the British and then the PGA, and just add up the scores. So now instead of 72 holes, you got 144. Instead of one course, you have two. So in theory, it's going to the two majors is going to tell you more than one major would. Tiger Woods had the very best score. He would have won if they had a 144-hole double major. Now, he didn't win any. You know, I learned that very clearly, everyone on Twitter, but zero major wins. I got that part. But he was the best golfer in the highest stakes two tournaments of the year, or the last two high stakes tournaments. Now he's leading another one. I mean, I think we got to reevaluate even more than saying, oh, he's playing better. Could we make the case he's one of the five best players in the world today?
I think you can now.
Boy, that's going to be exciting on some major Sundays.
Guys, Thursday saw the first press conference for the biggest fight in UFC history coming up October 6th. Khabib Nurmagomedov defending his lightweight title against Conor McGregor. Khabib currently a minus 150 favorite as they are less than a month away from that match.
Now listen, I'm not going to say if this was anyone in my family or not, but one of the questions I've been asked is, what's with this Jonas? Why is he here? We don't need... We're all wise guys here. We want wise guys. Say that name again, Jonas.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
That's why Jonas is here. Okay. Here's the thing about this fight. We've got a assistant producer here on the in the Vegas side. Sleepy J goes by in the forums, and Sleepy J knows UFC. And he said unequivocally, this is the biggest fight of the year in the UFC, and McGregor, obviously the biggest brand right now in the UFC with Ronda Rousey out, right? It's minus 150, as we said, on, we'll just say, the Russian. Jonas, you know UFC pretty well. Who do you like in this?
I like the smart money is on Nurmagomedov. Conor McGregor is...
He was just showing off there. Yes. You noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, why go the easy route when you can take the long route, right? But I would think Conor McGregor, though, does have a legitimate chance because he's got this power. It's a different kind of power that's ever been seen in that lightweight division. And when he connects with guys, he puts them to sleep. Khabib, the one knock on him was in his last fight, he fought a guy who's a part-time real estate agent who lasted five rounds with him because Khabib wanted to get into a back-and-forth battle on the feet. If it stays that way, Conor's got a good shot.
I tell you, I know two guys in town I really respect. One's a bookmaker, one's a batter. One said Conor, one said the Russian. So I'm just going to watch it. The odds aren't big enough for me to take the dog here. So it's going to be a heck of a fight. When we come back, last segment of the show, best bets for me, Brad, Fez, and even Jonas.
Money making time for you as he's RJ Bell and I'm Jonas Knox. The pregame show you always wanted is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. It is money-making time. Best bets coming up here in just a couple of moments. We do want to let you know Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by True Car, where car shopping can be confusing with terms like dealer price, list price, and invoice. True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want so you can recognize a good price. When you're ready to buy a new or a used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Steve Fezzik, two-time Super Contest champion, only guy ever to do that, did it back-to-back just to show off. Your very best bet of the week.
I love Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers.
Hold on. You didn't say it quite like you did on the sound drop. Hold on.
I love Jimmy G.
I mean, there was love in his soul on that version. Go ahead.
Give me Jimmy and his crew plus 6.5 at Kansas City. I want to make this handicap simple, RJ. Let's go back to week one. San Francisco was at Minnesota. They were a 6.5-point underdog in that game. Everything went wrong in that game for them. They were so unlucky. Three turnovers, got stuffed on the goal line, pick six for Minnesota. Yet, yeah, they lost by 8, but they could have won the game straight up. That 6.5 was, if anything, that spread was too high. Now they're playing Kansas City. Same spread. Who's better, Minnesota or Kansas City? Clearly Minnesota. Way, way better defense for Minnesota. Yet the spread is the same. Solid value plus 6.5 with the 49ers.
Now that's somehow simple for Fezzik. That you can see what it's like in his brain. Really what he's saying is, 49ers look better, or truly better than their record, better than their scoreboard. Kansas City, if they're as good as their scoreboard, then this is maybe the best quarterback we've ever seen. Okay, so I don't think Mahomes is the best quarterback ever. So I think this line is being set off his current baseline, and his baseline is unsustainable. Mahomes' baseline, what he's doing now is unsustainable. 49ers a little underrated. We're getting 6.5. I agree. I've bet this also. So double agreement, 49ers. All right, Jonas, we're not committing to letting you give a pick the whole year. We're going to see how you do from the fans' perspective.
Well, you will after this week, because I like the Redskins getting 3 points at home against the Green Bay Packers. Let's be honest about the Packers. They should be 0-1-1. Possibly 0-2. They had a comeback miraculous win against the Bears and a blown coverage late in that game, and in the fourth quarter collapse by Chicago to win week one. Then they tied the Minnesota Vikings, but if you watch that game, it was clear who the better football team was. They've got a banged up quarterback, and I highly doubt that the Redskin team we saw struggle against Indianapolis a week ago, I doubt that carries over in another home matchup against the Green Bay Packers. Give me the Redskins getting a field goal at home.
First off, you can tell Jonas is learning like a pro. He's taking the 3. Most places are 2.5. He's taking the 3 like a pro does, always looking for that half point. That said, right on. This is I think Green Bay could be 0-2, and this is a flat spot of flat spots. And I think Rodgers is banged up, and adrenaline in those two big games maybe isn't here quite as much. Skins tend to play up or down to competition also. I would say this is my 5th or 6th best pick of the week. I agree with you. What do you think, Fez, quickly?
Yeah, strong agreement. The only way this line makes sense is if Rodgers is almost 100% and he's not.
All right, next up, Brad Powers. And the last time he gave a pick about a half hour ago, the screen lit up red back in his pick. This is the God's truth. So let's say this.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Brad Powers, best bet.
Yeah, it's actually Friday night college football, big one in the Coliseum tonight. We're going to take USC minus 4.5. Look, I get it. Clay Helton's under siege in the Coliseum. Big time struggles for USC each of the last two games, but both of those are on the road. And at home, Clay Helton and the Trojans, how about perfect? 17-0 straight up at home under Clay Helton. This line, RJ, 15.5 in the summer in the game of the year bets.
So let's talk about that. So with the biggest games of the year, they put up the odds in June. Multiple books in Vegas. You bet them usually 10, 20 games. And the difference between the lines during the year and that tells you how much this season has affected perception.
Yeah, and I get it. You got to downgrade USC. Washington State's been okay, but who has Washington State played? San Jose State, Eastern Washington, Wyoming. Too much of an upgrade here. I'm going to take the value on the Trojans.
All right, so what's the line again?
USC minus 4.5.
And that's tonight?
Yep.
All right, here's my best bet. Pro tip, guys. This is advanced. Most of you aren't going to be ready for this, but you will be in about a month or two. We're doing a correlated parlay. Now, what is that? That means that if one wins, the other has a better chance of winning. And I am going to take, against the Minnesota Vikings, the worst team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills, plus 17, and under 41 points as a parlay. It's a two-teamer. It's correlated. Fez, what's a parlay pay? Two-teamer.
13 to 5.
So 50 wins you 130. Okay. The theory is, imagine the Bills covering. Do you think it's going to be a shootout 42 to 30? No. The Bills really can't score. We know that. But here's the trick. Minnesota plays on Thursday. The Rams, Jonas, can you imagine them being motivated to get any margin here to not just take the air out of the ball totally second half?
And I would think, looking ahead to that game, that's probably the biggest Thursday night game I can think of in recent memory. So a huge one for Minnesota.
Yeah, so we've got Minnesota not really craving margin, and I think low scoring, correlated parlay will take the Bills plus 17 under 41.
We are straight out of Vegas. We are back Monday at 6 Eastern time right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas!